Sebastian.
This is Silas.
This is Madeira.
This is Juliana.
And this is Definitely Talks.
I know that we touched on the subject of family engagement, but I really felt that we should share our opinion on family engagement. Family engagement is a shared responsibility with schools and parents to engage students in academics. What are you guys' thoughts on it?
Well, I think family engagement is just important for kids to have your parents in your life and involved with helping you, but to not completely take over. So there's a difference between helping and
taking over, and just doing the project for the kids. Because I feel like a lot of part, like, the whole time in school you're experiencing and you're, like, learning from your experiences. And if parents are, like, you know, kind of taking that away from you, then you're not really benefiting from school.
But then we can't do a lot of the things that we do without parents.
Yeah, so parents are a necessity. They definitely.
Yeah, that's how I feel, because things like field trips and pods wouldn't be able to happen without our volunteers.
Yeah, I think my mom's pretty involved, and I think it's great that she's involved with the art, and she's an art coordinator. I think that's great. And I think she's not involved too much. Like, the poster we just did for history, she didn't overdo it because I printed and did all the gluing and all that, but she didn't take over like I thought she was.
Yeah.
So how does parent involvement change as kids get older? Because I know as we get older, we want to be more independent, and, I mean, that's obviously a goal for our parents to teach us to how to be independent, but they still obviously have to be involved, so.
I know, like, when I was little, I really wanted my mom to be involved. Like, I wanted her to be the field trip coordinator. I wanted her to be the ombud, but now I don't really care what she does.
Yeah, it's the same for me.
Yeah, I feel like.
My parents, like, they don't have a lot of time to help that much, but when they do, I feel like they do a good job, and it helps school community.
Yeah,
and I like how teachers can, like, not, I mean, parents can also kind of work as teachers for, like, helping out, and that way they can kind of see what's going on and how the school teaches the students.
I think that, like, things that parents can volunteer with, like, Silas's mom is the art coordinator, which is, like, a really big job, but parents can do anything as little as, like, you know, taking some papers home and grading them. And they get hours from it, so.
Any parent involvement is,
yeah.
Like, it gets used.
And, like, yeah, all parents have different time schedules.
Putting stuff up in the hallways, whether it's during the weekends or during the weekdays. Because I remember last year at Oceans Week, there were so many parents here helping.
Yeah, and that's what I like about Ocean Shore. It's, like, flexibility with hours.
Yeah, they're good with that.
What are some ways your guys' parents volunteer?
My dad, he went on the Marin Headlands field trip last year. Yeah. And then my mom is supposed to help with art next Friday.
My mom's done field trips. She's done, in sixth grade, we had a nutrition unit. She helped with that. So I think it's really cool that parents who, like, have, like, their job is doing something, they can use that to help their kid in school.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's great about Ocean Shore.
Yeah, because, like, that way, if, like, you know, everyone has, like, a completely different job, and there's so many different ones, but then again, you can just bring a parent in, and students have, like, this whole different perspective on
something. They have a whole, like,
different view.
This doesn't technically count as volunteering, but my dad would put inner tubes on the bottom of our chairs as, like, kind of a form of volunteering, getting his hours and stuff. Introduce yourself.
My name is Aline Resende, and I have a second grader, Arthur Resende, and Hiki is in sixth grade with Jessica.
Why did you choose Ocean Shore?
Because I did a tour when my oldest was getting to the kindergarten, I felt a very different atmosphere between teachers and students, and I felt everybody very welcoming, and I really like that. And I also like the idea of having a lot of field trips, because I see that a very different and good approach to teach kids.
Yeah. Why is family engagement important to you?
I've learned that when the family is engaged in helping the kid or involved in the kid education, I could see a huge progress in my house with my kids when I started talking to them, asking about their day and trying to get involved in their education. So I could really see improvement, and I think that's very important.
Yeah. What do you consider to be a parent's or family's role in a student's education?
Personally think that a kid's education was just the school and the teacher's responsibility. And my role as a parent was, you know, at home, just feed the kid and dress the kid, things like that. But once I started volunteer and participating, you know, in the classroom with my kids, I could see how much they like to see me in here, and how that can really improve my kids in school and make them more confident, and see how they can be more learn better when they see parents here trying to help them too. So I think the parents in school make a huge difference for them, for all the students, not just for my kids, because other parents also have been helping my kids, and I feel the same, that I could help other people's kids too. So it's a huge and very important matter to schools to have parents involved, not just parents but the whole family, you know, because sometimes you can have other people, not just the parents but grandparents or older brothers, and everybody trying, you know, helping the kid to thrive in school. That's very, very important.
So how do you guys think that this week's podcast went?
I think it went pretty well. I think it was nice to have a parent's view versus our view of parent involvement.
Yeah, I think our conversation about family engagement widened all our views about it.
Yeah, it went pretty well, better than I expected at first.
I think it went well, and I didn't expect the parents to be as chill as they were.
Yeah, I agree with all those students. I feel like my thoughts about family engagement really changed because I just know now that they really enjoy doing it and they work hard.
This episode is dedicated to Sophie for being such an amazing teacher and supervising us while we work on their podcast.
That is the end of our podcast.
I hope you have a good weekend.
And wave out!
Now a message to the OSS PTO.
Dear PTO, this year, Ocean Shore has a podcast and a newscast that work every morning of the school week to edit, plan, and film their podcast or newscast, which is heard every week by all the OSS classes. All of this work is done on an iPad, yet both the podcast and newscast have to share these iPads with the second grade class. We, the podcast and newscast, truly believe that with an iPad of our own, we would be able to work on our projects much more often, allowing us to improve both the podcast and the newscast. We would greatly appreciate if you could help us raise money to get a new iPad. Hopefully we can reach our goal. Thank you so very much, the members of the OSS Podcast and Newscast.